Jesus' mighty name we are praying. One of the simplest, powerful prayers in the Bible is, "Oh Lord, direct my path." Lift your two hands. You created the future. You know the future. You created the future. You know the future. Oh Lord, direct my path. Direct my path. You created the future. You are in the future. You know everything that the future holds. Oh Lord, direct my path. Direct my path. Direct my path. Oh Lord, you created the future. You know what the future holds. You are already in the future. Oh Lord, direct my path. Direct my path. Direct my path. Direct my path. You created the future. You know the future. You are in the future already. Direct my path. I will not live my life by trial and error. Direct my path. We give you praise. We give you honor. Can you just tell him thank you once again? We thank you. We magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank God. Can we have our seat quickly? Let's take one or two testimonies. Bro Kevin, can we have your testimony? Quickly, 2 minutes. Do we have any other person that want to join in? Can the person quickly do that?
Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Brothers, I'm here to thank God for what God has done for me. God has really shown his mighty power over my life. God has really helped me. Praise the Lord. Last year, during the time of lockdown, God helped me and I changed business. And God has shown his mighty power upon my life by proving himself strong and mighty. But devil have tried to strike in my life. Praise the Lord. You know, I got revelation twice. That see, bro, Kevin, be careful. I'm seeing arm rubbing. Come your way. I said, God has stopped them already. Praise the Lord. So after that, another person come and say, bro, Kevin, I'm seeing arm rubbing operation in your shop. I said, God has stopped them already. But last week, like this week, Thursday, my kid came to the shop to work. And at around 6 p.m., I got a call. Say, sir, where are you? I say, I'm somewhere. Say, rush and come, please. There's an accident. I say, where? He say, in the shop. I say, how come? I say, come. I rush and came. People that know my shop know that my shop is not even located close to the road. Very far from the road. A car just came from nowhere. Jumped the gutter, the drainage system, jump it and come and crush the container. My girl was inside the container. But lo and behold, nothing happened to her. Not even a scratch, even a blow, not even a scratch. I have come to thank God, to give all the glory to God Almighty. The one that knows my heart. The God that knows me from the beginning to the end. Because people have been saying something about my that I'm using charm to operate. What would have happened if God had died in the shop? Mm. So please help me to thank God. God have done something for me. Something great and mighty. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Two minutes quickly.
Hallelujah. Two weeks ago, we were in church. And before that Sunday, I think a month before that Sunday, I was expecting a document. I've been expecting a document from one of the European countries. And that Sunday, they told me originally that this document won't take more than 2 weeks, maximum 2 weeks, pata pata, 2 weeks. But before that Sunday, two Sundays ago, it was already a month plus. And I came in to church almost depressed. So Pastor thought about the presence of God, our advantage. And in the first service, he said we should say a prayer. We should say a prayer and make sure we use the presence of God, knowing the fact that the presence of God is everywhere. So I said this simple prayer. I said, Lord, I know your presence is everywhere. Please, go to so and so country and get me this document. And on Sunday, I got back home. I was hoping. I kept checking my mail. I kept checking. It didn't drop. Monday, I checked, it didn't drop. My faith was dropping like Tuesday I checked, it didn't drop. Wednesday, I didn't bother to check again. I said, normal. Maybe these people don't want to give me this thing. By around 1 p.m., I was doing a job for somebody and it required me to check my mail. So I checked and I said, this document says, I checked, it was not there. But lo and behold, around 4 p.m., I got the notification of that document. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. I've come to return all glory to God Almighty for His grace and mercy over my life and family. Last week, Saturday, early hours of the morning, my phone rang. And I woke up, I was like, who will be calling me by this time of the day? I picked the phone. There was no missed call. I was like, God, I don't know what you want me to pray about, but take control, take charge. And I went back to sleep. And about after 7 in the morning, my husband called and said, thief entered our farm and took our bed. And I said, that's it. Don't worry. We thank God. And after I caught the call, I was like, God, so this is what you wanted me to pray about at that particular time. Have mercy on me and take control. Then around 7 in the evening, he now called. And I said, praise the Lord. And I said, what is it? He said, the people that took those beds have been caught and they paid back sevenfold of what they have stolen from that farm. And I've come to return all glory to God Almighty.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I come to return glory back to God. I was born bred as a Baptist. For the rest of my life, I've been serving in Baptist Church, both in my hometown, Lagos, and Kano. But something happens in my church in Kano, that's First Baptist Church, Kano. So we got angry and I left Baptist Church since 1994, thereabout. So I started going from one church, Living Faith, Celestial Church, and all these things. But everything just scattered. Last week, upper week, I turned to the radio. I was listening to a message. Praise the Lord. So the pastor said, if you don't go back to your source, you may not find what you want. I give to that word. Since then, I've been listening to the radio something. So on Saturday, Saturday, when I slept, I just saw Baba Reverend Agbola in the dream. He said, go back to Baptist Church. So that's on Sunday. That's why I came. I give God all the glory. And I told God, I said, God, if actually you want me to return back to Baptist Church, give me the location. And I ask people to not direct me to this place. That's why I came. And your members have been witnessing this church to me for the past almost a year. I don't want to listen to that. I said, please go. If it's Baptist Church, I don't want to listen. But I thank God that God directed me to this place. I give God all the glory. And last Sunday when I came, I said, God, do something. And on Wednesday, my daughter gave birth to a passive baby girl.
Praise the Lord. Welcome back, Umza. Thank you. We bless your name. You have many colleagues here in church that went back and they are back home. We bless your name. Can we just tell him thank you once again? We bless you. We magnify you, Jesus. Let there be a flow of your power. Let your word come without any resistance. We magnify you. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. This one. You will never. You will never, ever. chapter 3, from verse 13 to 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. A harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Today, we want to look at our advantage in Christ through the wisdom of God. So the title of my message today is "The Wisdom of God, My Advantage." If you don't know that on earth there are various kinds of wisdom, you will be taught wisdom wrongly. If you don't know that there are various types of wisdom on earth, you will not be able to assess the right wisdom that grants you an advantage. Most of our lives, whenever we are asked to define wisdom, we go straight to say wisdom is the application of knowledge. Is that not your definition of wisdom? That's a definition of a kind of wisdom. When your only definition of wisdom is application of knowledge, you will not be able to assess the right, the truth, the powerful, the godly kind of wisdom. There are many wisdom on earth, and we need to be able to separate them. The first kind of wisdom is human wisdom. Wisdom of man. That is the one that we all define as the right application of knowledge. It comes from books. Comes from education. It comes from logic. It comes from experience. It comes from observation. It comes from your intelligence. It shows that you are smart. But it is only limited because it's the wisdom of man, limited in its capacity to deliver. You can see a man very learned but looks very stupid. He has the wisdom of the world. In fact, he's a professor of so and so, but he's sleeping with his students before he gives them mark. Is that man a wise man? He's a stupid man with certificate. According to the word, he's a wise man. That is the wisdom of man. That doesn't necessarily give you any advantage. If you become a professor, 100% becomes a professor. Start competing. But there's a wisdom that God gives that is superior to every kind of wisdom. The second kind of wisdom is the wisdom of the devil. 1 Corinthians 2, 6 to 8. Yet among the nature, we do impart wisdom, although it is not the wisdom of this age, or of the rulers of this age, who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. There is a kind of, there are two wisdom mentioned here. There's a secret hidden wisdom of God, and there's a wisdom of the world, the wisdom of this age. The wisdom of this age is the wisdom of the devil, and it is the wisdom that our senses respond to. How you feel, what you see, what we hear, what you touch, what somebody says, is the wisdom that we respond to. It's the wisdom of the world. It is demonic wisdom. It is corrupted wisdom. It's the wisdom that brought about witchcraft. It's the wisdom that brought about, that brings about manipulation, incantation, magic. It's the wisdom that makes a man to wake up and say, I don't want a woman again. It's man that I want. It's one that makes a woman to wake up and say, my life has changed. I am mature now. I am modern. I have better knowledge. You people don't understand. I want to become a lesbian. It's a wisdom that has been corrupted, that has turned the world upside down. And you look at it, is it not stupid? That is the wisdom of the world. Occultic powers, psychic powers, all what is behind them and their atrocities is the wisdom of this age. That's what we call the wisdom of the devil. And then we have a superior wisdom that is above every other wisdom. And it is called the wisdom of God. And there are some characteristics that the Bible says this wisdom has. Can we check? Wisdom of God. Wisdom of God. You know why wisdom of God can never be application of knowledge? Pharaoh made a law that they should kill all the male children. The wisdom of God says, drop him in the river. And God sent Pharaoh's daughter that made the law to go and take care of a person they want to kill. You cannot read it in book. You cannot apply it anywhere. Elijah ran away from Jezebel. He ran. Where did God go to hide Elijah? He took him to Jezebel's hometown and kept him there. So I have said, we have checked everywhere in the world for you. We did not see you. If you are checking for your enemy, I'm sure you will not look at your house. But God kept him there. That is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God cannot be learned in books. In fact, the wisdom of God looks stupid to the world. Jesus goes to the world and saved mankind. The devil knew Jesus was coming. He just did not know who it was. He knows the Christ was coming. He doesn't know how it's going to be. Well, so when he suspected that this is the man that will do something, he said, okay, crucify him, kill him. He did not know that he was working for God to achieve God's purpose at that time. And they were crucifying him, not knowing that it is through that that will bring the salvation of the world. The wisdom of God looks stupid to a man with the wisdom of this age. When you operate in it, they think you are foolish until you have results to show for it. So, you see, the wisdom of God is not calculation. You see people sit down, you are praying for people, you are praying, people sit down and are calculating. This is God who bless you, they are calculating. So if I go to meet this woman, I will tell him, since I've been anointed today, let me go and meet him. It's the wisdom of your senses. You have operated in your woman wisdom. You have acted smart. You have become a taker. Whenever you move close to anybody, it's because of what you can get, not what you can give. It's the wisdom of this world. It is earthly. It delivers nothing. For many people, their life is a testimony that the wisdom of the world, the woman wisdom, delivers nothing at the end of the day. But we thank God there is a wisdom that is superior to everybody, to every kind of wisdom. It is by that wisdom that God created the heaven and earth. It is by that wisdom that he administers the affairs of the universe. Romans 11:33. And you know, this wisdom looks foolish to all those that are present. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgment, and how inscrutable are his ways. His wisdom are past searchable. His wisdom is deep. It is so deep and simple that a man that walks with logic might not locate it. It is God's wisdom. Can we lift our two hands and say, oh Lord, baptize me with your wisdom this morning. The wisdom of God. Your wisdom, Master. Let there be a baptism of your wisdom for me. Let there be a baptism of your wisdom for me. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please go with me. I need you to know that God is called the only wise God. And that means he's the only one with wisdom. Every other kind of wisdom on earth is foolishness when compared with God. But foolish people look at the wisdom of God and call it foolishness. Whenever the wisdom of God is in operation and anyone sees it as foolishness, that person is a fool. God is the only wise God. His wisdom is beyond any kind of wisdom. Because of our time, let me run. What then is the wisdom of God? Pastor, can you help me defend the wisdom of God? Let me tell you what I feel is the wisdom of God. Number one, wisdom of God is having access to the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, for who has understand the mind of the Lord or has instructed him? But we have the mind of Christ. Wisdom is having access to the mind of Christ, and access to the mind of Christ gives you the perspective of Christ. Okay, so what is the mind of Christ for Nigeria's economy? Once I have an access to what God taught about Nigeria's economy, and I key and I align with, my life becomes better because I have access to what the mind of God is saying about that. Do we understand? Wisdom of God is having access to the secrets of God. The Bible says the secrets of God are with them that fear him. So what makes God seek? The ways of God. What makes God who he is are his secrets. When a man has access to it, the man has the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is having access to the strategies of God. And you see, when we say defense about God, it looks somehow. Three nations were against Israel. They wanted to go and fight. A prophet came and said, don't bother out, the battle is the Lord. Then the king stood up and said, believe in the Lord and you shall be established. Believe in his prophet and you shall prosper. And the next thing they say is that, as we are going to meet these three nations that we are afraid of, let us put the choir in front. So we'll carry Benedicta, we'll carry Maya, we'll put them in front of the battle people. And we, the big people, will not stay at the back. I will not say, be singing, you know, we are coming. You know what your Bible will say, Majolomo, when you? He said, go ahead, I'm behind you. Single, be singing, you know. There is nobody that fights battle with the best military of the age, three of them, by singing. Instructions about the wisdom of God are full. Have you not thought about in your life when you heard a voice, you heard the voice of God and said, do something. It looks humanly impossible and stupid. After you have done it, then everything happens. Many of you are where you are, see you are, where you are now, because you are operating by a human wisdom. But even though I heard the voice, if I do this, will it work? Nobody has done it before. And the wisdom of God is an asset to the strategies of God. And the strategies of God, most of the time, when you use human capacity to think about it, they look stupid. Remember, we have been coming on the journey. We started with hearing God. So that all we are is laying a foundation so that you can operate in these superior ways of living on earth. How good will it be if you have access to the secret of God? Have access to the strategies of God. Have access to the perspective of God. Have access to what God wants to do tomorrow. How good will it be? And that is the wisdom of God. Wisdom of God is the capacity to see things from God's perspective and to respond to issues according to scriptural principles. Wisdom of God, it is a capacity to see things from God's perspective and to respond to the issues according to scriptural principles. The wisdom of God is living your life based on the Spirit's leading. scriptural principles and patterns, living your life based on the leading of the Holy Spirit, living your life based on scriptural principles and patterns. That is the wisdom of God. And you know, when we were small Sunday school, we were taught many things. What is wisdom? And we are told, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Job 28, I love that chapter, talking about wisdom. Saying, where can wisdom be found? They went to look for where you can get it from the silver, where they get gold, and they discovered that there is no wisdom there. And the man came back and said, let me tell you where wisdom is. Job 28, 28. Job 28, 28. Quickly. And he said to man, can we all read together? And he said to man, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is, and to turn away from evil. Have you ever read in any of your books in the university that wisdom is to turn away from evil? If we don't have the right understanding of the true wisdom of God, we can never take advantage of it. We cannot operate in it unto our advantage. So I'm not saying wisdom is not application of knowledge. That's human wisdom. I know how long I look for a job. I did not even have the job to apply the knowledge. Eh? I ask that the Lord grant us access to His wisdom in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 8:13. We need to get this well. Please. We need to get this well. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, according to Proverbs. But in Job 28:28, the fear of the Lord is wisdom itself. And what is the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride and arrogance, and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. When you see a man living in sin, he's the most foolish person on earth. When you see a man living his life based on his feelings, his senses, that has led him to evil, led him to iniquity, he's the most stupid person on earth. Sexual immorality makes you look stupid. Lying makes you look stupid. I'm saying makes you look, because I don't want to say makes you stupid, because so that people will not say pastor is insulting us. You are smart. Somebody has sweated, worked hard. You did little yahoo yahoo to collect his money. Do you know the kind of death that the Bible says you will die? You will die a pauper without anybody helping you. And it will happen to your generations yet unborn. But when you are doing it and the money is coming, you are on top. Guys, now you suck. And then your work changes. But it's leading you to a sure end. The wisdom of the heart says you are smart. It is all the things that they took away from our nation that we are getting back now. That's human wisdom. It is stupidity. And you know what? The height of foolishness is when you are now caught in sin. And God reveals sin. And then you are looking for, who is the one that told pastor? You are caught in sin. The church is about to discipline you. You say you are sorry. But at the same time you are telling people in the panel you are sorry, you are busy looking at who told people your secret. Is that not stupidity? Foolishness of your eyes also that. You have been caught in sin. You started giving an excuse that made you commit the sin.
Does it not make you look more foolish? I was on a disciplinary panel once, started counseling the person, and was remorseful. That's why I keep saying remorseful. I'm not saying repentant. And then he said, Pastor, let me tell you something that would have led me to do this, and told me what the husband has been doing wrong. And because of what the husband was doing wrong, she, a married woman, decided to commit adultery to pay the husband back. That is her human wisdom. But before God, is it not stupid? And from what I've told you, it does not look stupid to you also? The wisdom that makes you give excuse for sin will take you to hell. The wisdom that makes you caught in your sin, and you are looking for who caught it, who said it. That's what differentiates Saul from David. When Saul was caught in his sin of disobedience, he just said, don't disgrace me before people, please. Whatever God said he will do, no problem. But please, still do the sacrifice in front of people. When David was accosted about his sin, he said, oh, I have sinned against you, Lord. Wrote Psalm 51, wrote Psalm 32, to show that I have done the wrong thing. But nowadays, because people no longer have the wisdom of God, they have the wisdom of man, they are smart, they give excuse, they do anything. They feel nobody can see. Yes, nobody can see. But God is not a nobody. Smartest will put you into trouble. I ask that the wisdom of the Lord, brought about by the fear of the Lord, will be upon everybody in this sanctuary. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. I would like to take 3 advantages that wisdom of God gives us quickly in this service. So you will know that many of the things you want to assess, that you have prayed, that you have been anointed, that you have shouted, that you have worshipped, has not come to pass because you lack the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is the simplest thing on earth. It is the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord opens the door to access to God's mind, access to God's strategy. So if we don't deal with iniquity, iniquity will crush us. If we don't deal with iniquity, we cannot have the advantage that God is giving us. And that is why human wisdom and demonic wisdom will always appeal to your senses, so that you can continually sin and you will not have access to the advantages that wisdom brings. If you are living in sin, if you are living in disobedience, if you are walking in iniquity, you are not wise. There is a sure end for it. At the end of the day, let's quickly look at 3 things that the wisdom of God can give us. I have like 25 here, but let's take 3 in this first service. The wisdom of God provides excellence and creativity for all forms of workmanship. So what we are saying is this: when the wisdom of God that comes from the fear of the Lord is upon you, it is like an excellent spirit that was upon Daniel. Look at Nehemiah. Look at Joseph. Look at Daniel. Look at Daniel, Nehemiah, Joseph, Ezra. Look at Paul. You are of their rank. You are of their family. That wisdom, that DNA is in you. But sin will not make you assess the advantage that comes from it. 1 Kings 7:14. Would that be okay? There was a son of a widow of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in bronze. He was full of wisdom, understanding, and skill for making my work in bronze. He came to King Solomon and did all his work. Now, did you know that when people operate the wisdom of God and their skill is sharp, God makes them stand before people that matter? CSD, a man diligent in his
work. He will stand before kings and not before mere men. Time will fail us to read Exodus 3. But that's one. Let's read Exodus 31. Exodus 31. 3 to 6. Maybe verse 2. Let's start from verse 2. Oh. Verse 1 there. Sorry. See, I have called by name Benzali, the son of Uri, son of Hor, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship. Look, to devise many things. Do you think if that person, he was living in sin, God will open the doors of this thing to him? No. You are a carpenter. You are a fashion designer. You are into music. You are doing artistic things. There is a grace that the wisdom of God gives to you that differentiates you from every other person. In fact, people will come and study your music and say, this is a simple one. Now, what is making this man sick? People have better instrumentation. They never blow. Why this man they blow? Wisdom of God that comes from the fear. You thought it is my Facebook likes. Facebook follow. You have all the likes in the world, but you are still very poor. Poorer than a mock rat. Because you are using human wisdom. It is not. I ask that the hand of the Lord, mighty, will come upon everybody here for wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Number two, need the wisdom of God. Enable us to excel above and beyond others. That is why for a long time, for me, as a youth, it was difficult for me to comprehend some things. When I was growing up, when you hear Christian album, choruses. K-B-S-E-A. Alaka Rabada, Mateo. That person that sang that song, there is a Yoruba person you can ask, what is the pronunciation? But Christians don't do their work well. You will see them singing Igbo song. I remember singing Igbo song, and he has carried knife, and he has destroyed all the winning. And then he releases the album with fright. And he said, my new album has come out. Come and take. My new album has come out. Come and take. Do you watch in our drama at that time? You will see somebody in dark clothes, the devil. No excellence anywhere. If you are in church and you want to do things excellent, they will say, Pastor, na church, oh. Our God is the most excellent being on earth and is not averse to excellence. When the Queen of Sheba came and saw the wisdom of Solomon, his arrangement, how the people stood at his altar, his breath filled the heart. Yeah. An excellent person is a man of wisdom. A shabby person is the other way. Wisdom enables you to excel above and beyond others. You will go to churches, you will see rope flying with bobs. Our children can jump and carry it. They don't care. You go to some, you will see some people, even in this church, they will drink pure water and drop it on the ground. Even a man that has human wisdom knows that in a place that you can't drop your water. But their own definition of wisdom, I can't even define it. That will make a man to drink and drop something in his sanctuary. But the wisdom of God makes a man excel above water. 1 Kings 4:30. 1 Kings 4:30. So Solomon's wisdom, which God gave him, surpass the wisdom of all the people of the east. And all the wisdom of Egypt. So it's just like saying the wisdom of Abiodun Aribike surpass all the wisdom of the Europeans and all the wisdom of Americans. The fear of the Lord is the key that unlocks it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. That means it's what opens the door to it. A man that has no fear of God, that lives in iniquity, brazenly saying, I will do whatever I like, I'm of age, is foolish and cannot have advantage that wisdom brings. Can I talk about the third one? 1 Kings 4, 34. Just jump to 1 Kings 4, 34. Wherever a wise man is, people will pay to come and see him. Wherever a wise man is, people will do anything to go to see him. And that is why when I look at many people that don't want to pay, you know, Nigerians don't want to pay for anything. And the people of all nations, the people of all nations came to hear the wisdom of Solomon and from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. Wisdom is attractive. It gathers people from everywhere to see. Your shop, you are not selling. Your product, you are not selling. Are you doing network marketing? Even though I don't have energy for that one. You have low patronage. The wisdom of God upon you will attract people from everywhere. It comes from departing from iniquity. It starts by having the fear of the Lord. So people with the wisdom of God are attracted to people that matter. They see the wisdom. Nobody wants a liability. Everybody wants an asset. And a man with the wisdom of God is the greatest asset on the surface of us. And the Lord wants to make his wisdom available to us. Can I close with us reading Colossians 2, verse 3? Colossians 2, verse 3. Maybe let's go to verse 1 because I want to see where Christ is. For I wanted to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face. Verse 2. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is in what? Christ. In Christ. Let's go. Let's go. Can I read you? In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The wisdom of God can only be found in Christ. Anything outside it is the wisdom of the earth, wisdom of the world. It will put you to trouble. We as Christians have access to the wisdom of God. And it operates by fear of the Lord, departing from iniquity. Whenever the enemy is tempting you to sin, remember, he's taking you away from wisdom that will give you advantage in whatever you do. It is not pastors, church workers, ministers in church that should live a righteous and holy life. It is every born again child of God that their lives must be an example. We have departed from the way of the Lord. Nobody talks righteousness, holiness anymore. And therefore, we are no longer wise. The wisdom of the earth is now prevailing. You are in the same office now with somebody that goes back to the village and comes back. And everybody bows to him. Morga was telling me about a friend that works in one of the big offices in Abuja. I don't want to mention the place. And the director in charge of the first place works with the secretary. The director does not take any decision except what the secretary says. Everybody. So if you need anything from Oga, you need to go through secretary. If you go and meet Oga, Oga will say, go and see secretary. The secretary, by the wisdom of the world, has taken over Oga. And you are in that office also. There's a superior wisdom for you that comes from the instruction of God that says, do this at this time. Take this step at this time. And that wisdom can only be found in Christ. You need the wisdom of God? You need to give your life to Christ. He is the treasure. All are hidden in him. He is the only aspect to the wisdom of God. Let no man deceive you. I'm not arguing. Application of knowledge. If that's what you want, go and get all the knowledge and apply. But I want to hear a voice behind me that says, this is the way we all do. Walk in it. Even after I have read, I will get all the human wisdom available. Listen to me. I'm not saying don't get human wisdom. You get human wisdom because you need it for survival on earth, but not the negative part of it. But there is a God kind of wisdom that is superior to the human wisdom. Do we understand? I can tell you, I have one of our friends, brother, was looking for a fruit of a womb. And the man of God came to pray for them in the house. And he told him, change the position of your bed. He said, change the position of your bed. I know many people. This pastor don't come again. People don't pray. You are telling me to change the position of the bed. He changed the position of the bed. A month after, the wife was pregnant. That is wisdom of God. It is not written in any book. You can go and change your position of your bed 100 times and nothing will happen. Because he gave that specific wisdom and it was to a particular family. If you have the fear of God, you will be hearing his voice telling you what to do. But many people are doing things based on what others are doing. But I have this together. Let's pray together. The only way to access the wisdom of God is through Christ. That's the only way. That is the only way. That is the only way. That is the only way. Access Christ. By having Jesus in my life. You are here this morning, you want to receive Jesus in your life so that you can have all the access to the wisdom of God. Boldly, lift your hands anywhere you are. Access. I want to give my life to Christ so that he will give me access to the wisdom of God. Is there anybody like that anywhere? Just lift your hands. Lift your hands to him. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. You can put your hand down. Can we pray together for anybody that has a child anywhere that has lost it? He was with them before. He was with them before. But now it looks as if nothing is working. For anyone that has a child who was before brilliant, knowledgeable, intelligent, but things have changed now. We apply the wisdom of God upon every family here. Let there be an amendment. Let there be a repair. In the name of Jesus, let there be a repair. Let there be a repair. Let there be an amendment. In the name of Jesus, let there be a repair. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your heart, I speak to your spirit. I speak the fear of the Lord. I speak the wisdom of God. I speak access to the secrets of God. Access to the strategies of God. Access to the mind of God. Access to the perspective of God. Access to what God has for the future. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. If you raise your hand, you have been given a card. There are somebody waiting for you at the back. Please, can you just stand up and see them and then I take one more prayer point? Can we just go and see them at the back? Father, hell, let's pray together again. Lift your hands. Say every kind of foolishness in me. Anything in me that heaven sees as foolishness. Oh Lord, arise, take away, take away. Arise, take away. Anything that heaven sees as foolishness in which I am rejoicing. Anything that heaven sees as foolishness that I do not see like one. Rise and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. I pray for everyone here. Let there be a release of God's wisdom. Access to God's wisdom. Access to God's wisdom. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I need you to know that the wisdom of God is multidimensional. It is not one. There's a wisdom for money. There's a wisdom for family. So you can be bloody rich and have that wisdom. I don't have the dimension that makes you take care of family. It is multi-dimensional. If I can preach a year on wisdom, I'll be taking wisdom for sources, wisdom for this, wisdom. There are various dimensions of it. And it is not what you just lift your hand in church that is a wisdom, and then you have all the wisdom in the world. It is not abracadabra. It comes by following him, and it makes the wisdom available to all of us. God bless you, Reverend, in the name of Jesus. Joshua has wisdom, because Moses has laid hands on it. Because we have come to this sanctuary today, let the wisdom of God that distinguishes, let it be with you in the name of Jesus.
the mark of wisdom in your place of work, the mark of wisdom that takes away errors, that takes away mistakes, let it be upon you. In the name of Jesus, today, heaven from today, everybody will know that you have had an encounter with the spirit of wisdom. Let Christ in you give you great ideas. Let Christ in you lead you in the right direction. Let Christ in you lift you up. In the name of Jesus. And now may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace and wisdom, understanding, insight, all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. For people that came there to church, we need to tell you that there is second service. Please, join the second service and enjoy yourself.